Fucking yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Brucetters Podcast. My name's Maddie Mayhem.
And I'm Dave Caggiano.
And fuck you today.
Hell yeah, bruh. 857-293-1442 is the hotline.
Call in. Leave a message. Don't. Go fuck yourself. Who cares?
All right, dude. What's good?
What's good?
Yeah, what's really good, bro?
This fucking beer is good.
Yeah, it is.
That spiced rum over there is pretty good.
Oh, had a little bit of that before. Looking back on that Deacon Giles.
That fucking mandolin over there is pretty good. That's about it. Nothing else is
dude,
good.
Dude, I went into
tell me about it.
Guitar Center.
Yeah.
To get that podcast equipment, and then I got ended up buying strings, some acoustic strings.
For your guitar, what kind?
See, okay, so I got Elixirs, right, naturally, because I'm no scrub.
You are a scrub. I bought Ernie Ball.
Well, fuck you then.
Ernie Ball Extra Lights.
See, I was going to buy...
So my fingers don't hurt when I play.
That's what I was looking for. I got 13 gauges. I should have got 12 gauges.
I got fucking 8.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Extra Light, brother. Your fingers are going to be in pain.
No,
I haven't played in a long time.
I play with 14 gauges now.
Why?
I don't know. I think they're 14 gauges. But anyways, bro.
I don't think I've ever heard 14 gauge.
Maybe I don't. I should
go. It's like a bass string.
I'm just fucking playing with goddamn rope attached to my guitar.
You ever string a bass?
No, I've never. No.
Have you ever strung an acoustic guitar?
Yeah.
Do you do it right?
It was a long time ago, so I'm actually going to have my buddy string
go
this.
Take a look at how fucking beautiful they are.
You did a good job?
I did it professionally.
Oh, you might have to do mine. Oh, my buddy do it. He's going to fuck around with my Taylor a little too.
Doing it.
And modify it a little.
With your what?
I want the strings closer to the fretboard.
You
want
to fuck up the action?
No, he's...
That's what it's called. It's called the action. The height of the strings off
he's
the fretboard
fuck it up,
is called
though,
the
dude.
Action. You going to let him play with the...
The old Taylor? He has two, and he did a good job.
I can't remember what the name of it is.
His 400...
Oh, the truss rod? You going to let him play with the truss rod?
Yeah, I think I might.
He could really fuck up your guitar.
I know, but listen...
He could break it completely.
Fuck you, buddy. I trust him, all right?
All right.
He's made his $400 guitar sound as good as my $2,000 guitar. It sounds beautiful.
You have a $2,000 guitar?
Yeah.
I've never spent more than $150 on a guitar. Pretty sure that acoustic was $99.
You're a fucking scumbag, bro. You're fucking petty.
It's all about the fucking player, not the fucking instrument.
It's true. I totally agree. I went into Guitar Center, and then they have like this fucking soundproofed room, right? And I peek in.
The acoustic room?
No, not the acoustic room. They peek in. There's two drum sets in there.
Oh, the right? Drum room.
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't really... I'm like, you know what? I've never really fucked around on drums. It's been a long time, maybe since I was in like 8th grade or something. I was like, I'll hop in there and fucking see what I got. So I go in, I'm like fucking grooving. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, this is nice. I'm fucking playing loud. I'm feeling myself. All of a sudden, some dude pokes his head and he's like, dude, that's... You got to get out of here, man. This is for drum lessons only. I'm like, oh. I'm like, fuck, man. Come on, dude. I was like, oh, my bad, dude. I was just grooving. He's like, yeah, dude, sounded good, bro, but you got to get out, bro.
You could have.
In my head, I'm like, I sounded horrible.
Even if you sounded like fucking dog shit,
you
would have said the exact same thing.
I did. I sounded like shit, but that's how they are there.
I can't play the drums. I got no fucking rhythm.
I mean, I'm bad.
I can't sing because I'm tone deaf.
Same. I'm wicked tone deaf.
And I can't. I'm a rhythm guitarist, but I fucking suck at rhythm, so I get lucky.
You know Elvis Presley had perfect pitch?
No.
And so did Jimi Hendrix?
No.
And listen to this one. Beethoven.
No. Well, Beethoven was deaf.
But he had perfect pitch because he could feel vibrations perfectly.
Do you want me to look this up? I'm pretty sure.
I looked this up.
When? You looked up who had perfect pitch?
Yep, a list of like 30 people or something, 10 people that you didn't know had perfect pitch.
Yeah, but who said that fucking shit?
I don't know, I was on a list.
Was it Esquire magazine?
On the internet.
Fucking idiots.
I don't know, dude. Freddie Mercury was on the list, obviously.
Perfect rhythm is more important than perfect pitch.
So, while Maddie looks that up, I'm going to let you guys know. First off, what's up, guys? Thank you for tuning in. This is the Brucetters Podcast.
Yo,
we're about 5 minutes into it.
Great single batch the other day.
What's that?
Great single batch the other day. What the fuck? You bought the podcast equipment and then I don't get a single batch from you?
I know, I'm sorry. But it was a good single batch, right? Last episode?
Yeah, I don't know.
I know you're being sarcastic, but...
I'm talking about the one that you didn't bring me. Michael Jackson got that perfect pitch.
Did you look up a list?
Bing Crosby. Florence Henderson from the Brady Bunch. Mozart.
Mozart, what's good?
Paul Schaefer.
Paulie.
Yanni.
Yanni. Who the fuck's Yanni?
You don't know Yanni?
No.
Yanni sings. He's a singer.
Okay, well, figured that, bro.
Actually, bro. It's all about perfect rhythm.
What does he sing? What does Yanni sing?
I couldn't fucking tell you. Good. Sounds like a fucking yuppie.
Yanni.
Yanni the yuppie.
That's a good kid. All right, dude, let me just introduce the beer real quick. Guys, we're drinking two beers today. One is an American Pale Ale. Both these beers hail from Vermont, which is pretty dope. Fucking anything you get up there is going to be at least decent. Everything I got up there is fucking phenomenal. According to some people that sold it to me. So this first one is American Pale Ale by Upper Pass Beer Company. It's called First Drop APA. It's 5.9% alcohol, 65 IBUs, made in Vermont. It's nice. We'll get into that one. And then the second one, something sexy. This is Hermit Thrush Brewery, right? Out of Brattleboro, Vermont. It's called Brattleberry. It's barrel-aged sour ale with local apples and raspberries.
What kind of barrel is it aged in?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know, but it's barrel-aged.
Fuck.
It's just barrel age, isn't like, what do you think? Probably, I think a maple.
It could be a bourbon barrel aged. It could be a spiced rum barrel aged.
It could just be like oak. It should be the type of wood.
Yeah, I guess so, but that'd be a waste of a barrel. Usually it's pre-soaked in something.
Maybe it says it on the back, but we'll get to that later. We'll leave that for, it'll be a cliffhanger.
For a little bit later. All right, yeah. Keep the folks hanging on.
Yeah. So, dude, I went to Vermont.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you go or did someone go for you? But
no,
obviously you just answered.
I made the fucking trek, bruh.
How was that?
Vermont's wildin'. Wild, bro. Wild.
I've only ever been once.
How was it?
I went to get my dog.
Oh.
I went to meet my dog.
You got like a breeder?
No.
A
breeder. He was at a shelter. They were getting ready to like, they're like, you know, we're going to off this dog.
To eliminate him?
He's not doing very well. He's not good with people. He's not good with other animals.
Just like you. I wonder why you got along.
So I said, let's go up. Let's go meet him. We'll come back. We'll see if we like him. We'll go back and we'll get him.
Mm-hmm.
They basically said, give us the money. Here's the leash. Bye.
No way. He was like that?
Yeah. They didn't.
It's because they knew he was a problem and they wanted to just fucking get him off the property.
They didn't do any background check.
They don't need to do a background check on you. You need to do a background check on the dog.
He was this fucking terrific dog.
Where did he come from? Like, what was his background?
Originally, he was from New York. We think he was a...
from Queens?
No, probably upstate. We think he was a fighting dog.
Oh.
Fucking, he's a monster.
He's a beast. Yeah, he scares me.
I know. You're afraid of him.
Well, you told me to be afraid of him.
Well, don't let him know you're afraid of him.
I do an okay job.
You see him. He comes over. No, you did very good today. He
came over.
Don't look him in the eyes.
He came over. I talked in a good tone of voice.
Don't talk in a high-pitched voice.
I don't. I try not to.
If you guys take anything from this podcast, don't talk to dogs in high-pitched, exciting voices.
It gets them riled
up. If you don't know that dog.
Right.
I can do it to my dog. I wouldn't do it to another dog.
Okay.
Because I'm smart.
Right.
When you come in, you shouldn't say anything to the dog. You should never address the dog. I learned that from Caesar.
Sometimes I go, please don't kill me, Ace.
That. Don't do that.
But
just ignore him.
Yeah. And then ignore him while he's biting on your leg.
Well, no, then that's when you fucking poke him in the eye. Like fair a shack.
I thought you said like a shack, like Shaquille O'Neal. I just pictured Shaq biting on your leg as you poked him in the eye.
Yeah.
That's how you address. You don't look Shaq in the eyes. You don't talk to him in a high-pitched voice.
Right.
And you poke him in the eye.
He gets very excited if you talk in a high-pitched voice.
You got him from Vermont. You went up and you tested him out.
Who's a good boy?
Yeah, dude. So I went up to Vermont. I was originally going to go skiing in Killington, but there were shitty conditions, so I didn't go. But I stayed the night prior with a bunch of my friends, and I stopped at a nice, you know, beer shop on the way out, like one of the fancy ones where they're supposed to have a lot of different cool beers.
Craft beer cellar?
Yes, one of those places, one of them places. This is pretty good. They had a good selection.
It is a nice selection.
They had like a nice made in Vermont section, so.
That's the best part of going away is finding all the local craft beers there.
Exactly. Couldn't have said it better, so. I picked out a couple. I saw a guy fucking run. I was sitting in front of the craft beer section, made in Vermont, and I was like, somebody choices, what do I do? This guy goddamn hustled his ass into the liquor store, went opened the fridge door, went right for one case of specific beer, then fucking brought it right to the counter, no hesitation whatsoever.
Motherfucker like, knows what he likes.
I was like, well, I'm obviously going to get that one.
Is that what we're drinking right
now? That's literally what we're drinking right now. This is my favorite can, I think, of what we've ever had. This is beautiful.
It's fucking very bright. Really blue, really green, really fresh and clean looking. Popping fresh.
Yeah, what's the can look like, dude?
I just fucking told you.
Yeah, but you didn't say what's on it.
It's a sky with light reflecting from the snow that's on the mountain. And there's fucking poorly drawn trees on here.
It's like a...
I know exactly what it's like, but I'm not going to say.
It's not a realistic drawing. I almost want to say it's like a South Park type art.
No, it looks exactly like the art on It's a Small World.
Oh, the ride?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's exactly what it is.
Fucking look that up. Yeah, and I like the symbol and everything. I love the colors. There's the green, the white, and the sky blue. Gorgeous, man.
It's my Mosaic and Citra, my two favorite hops.
Yep. Also, one reason why I got us all those Mosaic hops, I was like, that's Maddie's alley right there. First drop American Pale Ale, double dry hopped featuring...
It's a little old, don't you think?
Azaka. I didn't even look, dude. What's it say?
2/12/18.
Oh, it's fresh as fuck, boy.
It's 2-3 weeks, brother.
That's 2 weeks, dude. That's not a big deal.
On an IPA, man, you might as well fucking poison me.
No, dude, this is fine. It's in a can.
Oh, okay. Lots of things are in cans.
Spam.
Yeah, we've done that one already.
Spam lasts forever, dude.
We've done that one already.
I'm just saying. Throwback, TBT, spam.
It's not throwback Thursday. It's throwback Tuesday. All right, it works. Checks out.
I got a great head on mine. What's your impression?
I like it. It's real juicy tasting. Mm-hmm. Real citrusy. Yeah. I don't know what the smell's like. I'm not getting a good smell today, but my nose is stuffed up.
How much of a smell to me either?
It's a slight florally
it's
pine.
It's like a New England.
It's a slight florally pine.
It's an unfiltered New England.
It is unfiltered. Ale. A lot of floaties in it.
Which I like.
All sunk to the bottom though.
Oh yeah, I didn't even notice all those.
Lots of residue.
It looks like the snow from the top of the mountains on the can.
Not a lot of lacing. I mean, a little bit, but not a lot. Yeah, when you swirl it like that, of course you're going to get some.
Ooh,
but it just
color.
It goes right back down.
I love that.
Yeah, you can't see through it.
Why were you so amped up today when I came in?
I'm still fucking amped up. I'm pushing it down.
What? Why? Why were you?
I just want to fight. I get that feeling where I need to fight and I don't get that chance.
You're a fucking Neanderthal, buddy.
Neanderthal. Thank you.
Neanderthal.
Say it correctly.
Neanderthal, buddy.
No, it's
you're
my
goddamn Neanderthal.
It's my Viking heritage.
Oh, right. You have the
my Viking.
You have that rape and pillage gene.
And my Imperial Empire British conquering genes, yeah.
Yeah. Nothing like a good, that rape and pillage DNA.
I mean, isn't that the dream?
That's really.
Just to go out and rape and pillage everyone.
That's the best, dude. Just
take what you want. That's
mostly the pillaging.
That's my motto. Take what you want.
Yeah.
No. The raping's fun, too.
Fair enough.
I never thought I'd say that.
It's in your DNA. You have no choice.
Yeah.
This is really good. It tastes like all the other unfiltered IPAs that we've had.
Yeah.
For the most part. I'm not saying it's bad
in any way. It's a saturated market out there.
Yeah, yeah. But I wanted to get it because
it's good.
I figured it would taste
like this. It's a terrific tasting brew.
Unreal.
We got a new t-shirt.
Speaking of terrific tasting brews.
Right. It says, it's got a star on it.
Mm-hmm.
An upside down star. Well, mostly upside down. It says, ladies and gentlemen. And then it says, the Brusaders. Pretty dope.
Super dope.
Go out and buy it.
Who came up with the ladies and gentlemen idea?
You did.
Who came up with the rest of the shirt?
I mean, I did everything else.
That's
literally
right.
Everything
That's
else.
Right, bro. But the ladies and gentlemen?
But you came up with it by me saying it every day.
Yes, that's right. Because we got to start, using our sayings more. And we don't have any besides ladies and gentlemen.
Well, yeah, you're right. And BTTB.
BTTB. Ooh, we got to make a BTTB shirt.
Right.
That's kind of dope.
It would have to say hashtag BTTB, which is something I need to start using because it is supposed to be hashtag BTTB.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We should start using that on our posts and shit.
Hashtag back to the beer.
Back to the fucking bitches there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rape and pillage, that can be a new one.
Rape and pillage, the Brusaders. Mostly rape, though.
Raping's pretty good. The Brusaders.
The Brusaders. Oh, man. What did I come in fired up today about? Oh,
I don't know. You were in the mood to do push-ups. I don't know why you were fired up. You never told me.
I was fired up.
I'm still fired up. I'm suppressing my emotions right now.
Let it out, dude.
No, I can't.
Rape someone.
There's not a lot of people in this house I could rape right now. You're not my type. No, thanks.
Some kid that is a dick. His girlfriend broke up with him.
So you're pumped about that?
Yeah.
I like that.
Does that make me a dick?
No, that makes you awesome.
No, he's a fucking scumbag.
Are you gonna slither in?
You know what?
Just to do
it. I might
it.
Pull a Draco and slither in.
Oh.
Oh.
I was just talking about being a snake.
Were you?
Yeah, well, I wasn't even thinking of Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I know that, but like...
Malfoy. I'll call you Malfoy from now on.
You can call me Draco.
You
metaphor.
Bleach your hair blonde, like white blonde.
And just go up to her and be like, hey.
Hey, like I'm Slytherin.
She'll love that, dude.
Call her a filthy mudblood.
No, this...
They love that.
Dude, what? You are in a fucked up mood today.
I am.
Get over here, filthy mudblood.
They want to be treated like crap.
Like a mudblood.
Yeah. What were you about to say?
I was thinking of another shirt.
Tell me. Oh, you don't want
treat me like mudblood. Treat me like a mudblood. And then the mudblood is written with like mud dripping off of it.
Yeah, but that's too Harry Pottery. That's not really a Brusader shirt.
Yeah, now we're just thinking of Harry
Potter
shirts.
Now we're just making shirts.
We gotta make a dad hat, though. We really do.
Yeah, that's all you, man. You can do that hat if you want. I don't understand that culture, dad culture.
It's not dad culture, it's the dad hat.
You have to understand dad culture to make a dad hat.
It's like very minimal. Like there needs to be just like a word on it or something. It can't be like the Brusaders. It needs to be like...
Like me, I come from like a flashy... Like, I like stuff like that. Like, the shirt I made. It's got a certain pizzazz.
I'm going to get the shirt you made in the baseball.
Yeah. Do shirt. It get it however you want. Baseball you only shirt. Got the one option with the black shirt and the white sleeves.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's, like, what you would want in a baseball shirt anyways. Oh, you'd want, like, a white shirt and black sleeves. Is that possible?
No.
Okay, well.
Because the lettering is white and then it would disappear.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you can do the black and the white. It looks fine.
Yeah, it would look good.
I wish you could do a color with the black.
Or
black with a colored sleeves.
Yeah.
TeePublic, you don't give me enough options.
Yeah, what the fuck? That's why we're... I swear to fucking God, TeePublic, that's why we're fucking moving away from you.
I'm not moving away.
I thought we were.
Well, we're doing a little bit of both. We're going to try to get our money every way we can.
We're going to scam these people as best we can.
Oh, that's right.
No, but that's true, though. We're going to be selling merch on the website soon.
Just figuring it out. I'm still working on some back-end stuff. Our website was down for a little bit.
Yeah, that wasn't you.
It wasn't me.
That was the goddamn government.
We were, yeah, the government. You know, me and the government, we go way back. They don't like me. I don't like
since
them.
Since birth, technically, once you got your social security number.
Maybe I'm not using my social security number.
Okay, you're off the grid.
We're going. So, you know, they said, let's take this down. Let's do a little investigation.
You got an awful lot of media online for someone that's off the grid.
Let's investigate. I'm under an alias, though.
Okay.
Which I've been working on.
Maddie Mayhem. No, we'll go over characters after the show. Right.
Maddie, go fuck yourself. I think, you know, we don't swear that often. And this one we have been. Usually we have...
That's a mistake a lot of people make, like, especially comics, like new comics will swear
too much.
They
just swear.
Yeah.
We're in a swearing mood today.
My buddy was on his first open mics. He was just, dude, this kid swears a lot anyways, but oh my God, every other word was fuck. And like to the point where like I heard someone in the audience be like, damn, this kid swears a lot. To like, yeah. It was like a lady. Actually, it was the host. So that's kind of bad.
Oh, that is bad. I don't like, I'd have
He's
to
like,
get up
fuck,
there.
Kid, I'm fucking bombing up here. Fuck.
Fuck.
He's
yo.
Like, I'll fucking stay up here. My fucking time's done. I don't give a fuck, dude.
At an open mic, how do they tell you your time's done?
They wave a light.
Oh, okay.
Usually it's a phone, but yeah.
If you're funny.
It's called they light you. They light you.
I mean, I know what they do, but I wasn't sure if they did that at open mics.
Yeah. They light you. Say they usually do it at 1 minute. In New York.
If they think they you're funny, do they let you go a little bit longer?
No.
No?
Everyone gets their fucking time and that's it.
Even Jerry Seinfeld?
Well, no. If Jerry Seinfeld showed up to an open mic, the show would be over and he would get to go on as long as he could. There are certain people that are like on that pedestal. Like when Dave Chappelle shows up to the Comedy Store, those are all fucking bona fide stud comedians. They all get 15-minute time slots. No one goes on over.
Like, I would prevent them from going on. There's no exceptions,
except when people like Chappelle go up and like they legit have like there are stories of him showing up at the Comedy Store and just doing 2 hours straight.
I'd be pissed.
People get pissed.
I'd walk up and I'd punch him in the face and I'd be like, "Your time's up."
You would be shunned.
That's fine. Someone has to break the rules first for the culture to get better.
No, it's not a bad thing. Like
those people are keeping the next generation down.
Yeah.
If you do that.
That's what people say. There's like people
I'm not even in that.
People that routinely go over that aren't on that Chappelle level are like very not like.
No, there's no such thing as the Chappelle level at an open mic.
No, this is everyone gets. This is a comedy club.
All right. A comedy club. Do they still get paid?
Yeah, they all get paid.
See, it's not even about the getting paid.
It's not. They barely get paid.
Because you lose your... It's about getting recognition.
Oh, they still get paid if their slot gets bumped? Oh, no, they don't.
If so, yeah. Chappelle walks up, he bumps you.
No,
you don't
but they don't get paid much. They get paid like $25 for a set. Even the most famous comedians. They go there, it's basically for free, so they can just work their material.
I know. I listened to a comedy podcast with two comedians. Not the Brusaders, because I don't listen to this podcast. This podcast sucks. So I know a little bit about it, but not much.
Yeah, that's how it works. People get bumped all the time. And there's always like drama and shit because of it. Like, fucking, what's his name? Dane Cook bumped TJ Miller.
Fuck you, Dane Cook. TJ Miller, is he from Workaholics?
Mm,
or is he TJ Miller?
He's from Silicon Valley.
I don't know.
Redhead. Guy crazy. He's just involved in like a sex scandal thing. One of those
everyone's Me involved Too in things. A sex
yeah, his
scandal
was bullshit.
Thing.
Everyone said it.
Oh, there was someone else involved in one, and they just ignored it. They were like, "Why aren't we talking about this?" And people just kept ignoring them.
Really?
Who the fuck was it?
It wasn't Aziz.
No, fuck Aziz. He's not funny. Let me think. I mean,
is it Franco?
Keep talking. No,
because his kind of got.
Brushed to the side, but no, this was like a legitimate. I can't remember.
Like a bad thing?
Was it an Olympic guy? It was. It was Shaun White.
What?
Yeah.
What?
And they just brushed him to the side.
What did he do? I love Shaun White.
I don't know. He made someone watch a porno or something. I don't know. You'd have to look it up.
Oh my god.
He was making people uncomfortable. There's a difference between.
Well, he's a ginger, so that's going to happen
harassment,
naturally.
Sexual assault and people trying to flirt. I know making someone watch porn is not flirting.
Trying to flirt, but there's a big difference.
But you can't, like, the next generation has no chance.
Oh, they're fucked.
At fucking mating.
Oh, at mating?
At breeding, yeah. They're done. Because you can't go up to a girl and be, like, a dick.
Yeah.
And that's...
That's part of mating.
That's part of the guy thing.
Yeah. Oh, my God, you're right.
Do you ever think about that? Like, think of some of the things you've said.
Well, this is what's going to happen. It's like girls are going to be like...
I'll tell you what's going to happen. They're going to be all about it at first, and then they're
going
to be like...
That's where I'm going.
Then they're going to be like, you harassed me.
They're going to be careful what they wish for. Like, that's what I think is the theme of what's going to happen. Like, they're going to want, you know, this, like, fucking safe, super safe environment for dating and relationships, but like it's going to be over the top where they get no masculine energy thrown their way, so like they're not even turned on, or they're going to be wanting it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then those guys that only those are the guys that are like the ones who will assault you, and they'll only be putting out that masculine energy.
Yeah,
they're going to go there.
Yeah, I hate that phrase, toxic masculinity.
I've never heard that phrase.
You never heard that?
No.
People fucking use that all the time.
Masculinity is terrific.
Toxic masculinity. Dude, it's just
It's what drives men to be better.
I'm a man. Like, sorry, I'm masculine. It's part of being a man.
If you don't want men to be masculine, then just you're all women.
Yeah. It doesn't...
And there is something wrong
there
with
is,
that.
There is talks, like...
No, there is.
There's not, aggressiveness.
There's being masculine to a fault.
Yeah. Here's the thing, right? Here's the thing. You can't catcall women because...
You can't?
Well, you shouldn't.
Because that's how you get some of their attention. That is exactly how people met in the 50s.
Yeah, but that's because...
And they loved it.
I don't know about that. I don't know if they loved it. Here's the thing. There is... you're never going to get raped by a girl. So
you can, though.
No,
I mean, I'm not going
not like,
to.
You're not
going
to get like physically...
Because my mother told me that if a woman hit me, I could hit her back.
There you go.
My mother told me.
Straight from Mama Mayhem. Hit women.
She said
that should be the next shirt, bro. Goes, hit women. The Brusaders.
She goes, now don't start a fight, but if anyone hits you, that includes girls, you hit them back.
There you go.
I never did.
Never had to.
Never hit a girl back.
That's
no.
good. I saw a video of some store clerk.
I think it's
some
fun.
Lady was robbing him, and he just and she wouldn't leave the store because he was just trying to kick her out. And eventually she hit him. She like kicked him or something. And he just goes, now I'm going to do this. He goes, now I have to hit you because you attacked me. And he just slapped the ever-living shit out of her.
Good for him.
It was awesome.
Good for
him.
Hey,
equal rights and equal lefts, right?
Sure. What's equal left. I see what you did there.
Yeah.
I think it's better when someone hits you and you don't react. Because then they're like, I didn't even make a fucking dent.
Right. All right. Let me get back to my point. The point is this, is that
it's rape.
You can't go around, yeah, you, a girl isn't going to really rape a guy. Guys have the potential to rape women. The women have the potential to be raped. So I understand, like, they don't want that catcalling shit. They feel threatened. That makes perfect sense. I agree. You shouldn't act that way. You should control yourself. But the pendulum swings, and oh boy does it, you know? You got to be careful because eventually there's going to be a bunch of pussies running around and they're going to be asking to if they can lean in to kiss a girl or something, you know?
Yeah.
When all the girl really wants is just for the guy to plant it on them.
Right.
But
fuck
not in a rapey way. Geez, it really gets real specific. I'm
It's too tough.
I'm sorry.
I feel bad for you.
Me? Because I have to deal with this?
Yeah, because I'm married. No. I'm out of the game.
Hey, let me tell you something.
If I ever had to get back into the game... The rules would change.
All this shit is because of online social media. It's not actually a real world problem, but just because of the loud minority online blows it up and makes it seem like it's a real thing. It's
I think
not.
Facebook may be dead.
Good. I hope someone shot it right in the face.
Are
Facebook
you
needs to be dead.
Are you familiar with the Chive?
Chive, yeah.
They're like an online community.
Yeah.
They like officially pulled themselves from Facebook today because their organic reach on Facebook got down to less than 1% because Facebook put out that algorithm that killed any like promotion. Like I put a post up and it was seen by one person and that one person was me.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
They killed promotion? I thought they would
like,
want to do the opposite.
They didn't. No, they want you to just see like family and stuff. Family and friends.
Why? I thought they make their
They're
money off of sponsorships and shit. That's why when you
organic,
pay for...
That's what I'm saying. Organic promotion. You have to pay to be seen by other people now. So they were like, we're pulling. Fuck that.
Wow, that's so stupid. Yeah. Good for the Chive. I mean, Facebook's fucking... It sucks, dude. It sucks.
It's all about...
What's this new social media? Have you heard about it? What the fuck's it called? Rira or something?
Rira? Riri?
Vera? I gotta look it up.
No, I don't. I didn't even know there was another one.
Yeah, there's a new one. It's like blowing up. Let's see. Like we sound so goddamn old right
Is
now.
Is it like a Snapchat? You're on the Snapchat. I don't like the
new
Snapchat.
New social media.
Can I tell you why I don't like the Snapchat? And I realized it. It's because I don't like. I'm not vain. I don't like to take pictures of myself. And that's all Snapchat is sending pictures of yourself to other people.
Well, dude, you know what? I mean, it's
not my culture. It's not how I was brought up. I was brought up to not take pictures.
So here's what I've heard about Snapchat is that...
Oh, I heard that's also dying too.
I heard, yeah, it kind of was, but the people that run Snapchat, I guess, are like some of the smartest CEOs in like all of the tech world. And like, I don't know who owns Snapchat. I think it's like a board of people. It's not like one person.
Snapchat LLC.
Yeah, it's probably public. Well, I mean, it's obviously publicly traded, but
is it obviously?
So one of the major investors is that guy, Gary fucking V. I hate that dude. He's like, do you know who that is?
No clue.
He's some fucking stupid ass motivational speaker, businessman. He's a fucking asshole.
You want to talk about motivational speakers real quick that I hate? David Wolf. Continue.
But he was saying that Snapchat is owned by some brilliant people and he has like a large stake in it. And that's why they've stayed alive, because they kind of suck if you think about it, but they're still around. Vero, yeah. Vero hits number one on Apple's App Store. But can subscription social media sustain the hype?
What the fuck is subscription social
Seemingly,
media?
Seemingly, Vero has burst into the internet zeitgeist.
Zeitgeist.
That's a good word. With the social network currently sitting in the top position on Apple's App Store ranking of free apps. The startup, which quietly launched in 2015, says it's nearing 1 million registered users. A major part of its appeal, unlike Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or Snapchat,
MySpace,
Vero does not have any advertising.
That's dope.
We made our business model subscription-based. The company says in its manifesto.
Oh, you got to pay to be on Vero. That's what I'm hearing from that. That's why they don't need advertisements.
That is what I hear. Yep, you're right, dude. Making our users our customers, not advertisers. That's led observers to dub it the anti-Facebook. But it's free app, but you got to pay to use it.
Yeah, it's a freemium app. You can download it for free,
mm-hmm.
but you got to pay to like use it.
Hmm.
You know what I want? I want 2004 MySpace to come back.
Ooh, I like this though. Listen.
All right, tell me.
It says, we don't have algorithms that decide what you see. CEO says, you need to have the entire environment encourage a true social interaction.
So people would
have
to share
more authentic social interactions. That's not, things aren't being promoted and pushed to the top of your feed.
Unless
it's authentic. Yeah.
So how much, let me see tell me the price range. Cause I'm sure it's not just one low rate. I'm sure there's different rates.
Oh, like different, like tiers of which you pay. I don't think that the price range is on here. Wow, it only has 30 employees right now.
That's it?
Holy shit.
Is it two R's or?
Vero.
Doesn't even show up in Google. They must hate it.
That's funny.
Is it .com?
I just Googled new social media and this came up. And this is what I was thinking of. I saw Joe Rogan is on it. He made an Instagram post about it and it was like, heard everyone's joining this new social media, and then he like Instagrammed it. But like, it seemed like an ad.
See, this says how to use the Vero, the number one social media app on the App Store right now that millennials are saying will kill Instagram.
It'll kill Instagram?
So it's not even coming after Facebook.
Oh, it's coming after everything.
Dude, Vero is on Twitter. Here's their latest tweet. We apologize for the late update. We are scaling our service to meet the increasing demand. We appreciate your continued patience while we work to restore service.
Hmm.
So they're still using the other social media because they obviously see the value.
Well, all the social medias use the other social medias. Like Facebook has a Twitter account. Instagram has a Twitter account. They all have like Twitters and shit. I wonder if Facebook has an Instagram. Probably not.
Facebook owns Instagram.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so they're doing just fine. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're one and the same.
Oh, that makes sense. That's why whenever you like...
That's right.
That's why things get cross-promoted.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Vero is a social network for anyone who loves anything enough to share it and wants control over who they share it with, just like we do in real life.
It started... It started with cosplay enthusiasts and like that community. That's where this took off.
Hate that community. Zack Snyder's on there. Literally the only person I recognize.
Okay, so here's what it says. It says, Vero's ascent could stall. It's not going to be a free app forever. The company is promising the first 1 million users who sign up free access for life. Wow, we should get it right now.
It's mature, 17 plus. Should we... take a moment to pause and get on there?
Yo, what's up? Yo, follow Brusaders on Vero.
I don't know if I was going to do Brusaders.
I know, but it's just mad funny you say that.
I bet they're already at a million. That's why they're fucking down.
Oh, probably. So now they have to change everything. I think they said in that at the beginning of the article that they were at a million.
That's too bad.
Dude, I'm mad excited for this next sour, by the way.
Yeah.
If you want, you want to just BTTB.
Yeah, let's BTTB.
And then we can BTTV. Arrow.
Back to the Vero. I got my number.
You do?
Yeah. I had it a while ago. I took a sip and I figured it out.
Let me take another sip and figure it out. You want to go first?
No, no.
I always go first.
Yeah,
bro.
Because I have it typed in and I don't want it to affect yours, although you just saw it.
I kind of did. Yeah. I think I might have.
So I don't want. I feel
fuck,
like it.
Now I want to say your number.
I feel like it's more pure if you don't. Like if I type mine in and you don't.
Right, because you already made the decision. You already typed it in.
And it's I don't want to affect your decision.
Okay. I, dude, I'm totally on board. This is why we work as a team, dude.
Correct.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. What do you think? It's got that nice citrusness to it.
91.
Citrina, you fucking asshole.
What?
You saw mine.
What'd you say?
A 91.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I thought you said 92, so I said 91.
No, 91. So I don't have to do the math.
Okay.
But I will anyways.
Guys, that's a fucking great beer.
It's a solid beer. 91, A minus.
And it's like, oh God. It's,
but
it's,
you can only get it in Vermont. I've never seen this around here.
It's a, look how beautiful that can is. I think this might be my favorite can ever. Upper Pass Beer Company. First
I'm not
drop.
A fan of the First Drop font.
First Drop APA. Why? It's Mountain-esque.
Yeah, that's another thing. I like that it's an American pale ale and not an India pale ale.
Me too.
Keep it in the country, bro.
Right?
Fuck India.
Fuck the fucking fuck Asia, bro.
Yeah, all
maybe
of it.
This APA stands for Asian Pale Ale.
Fuck Russia, too.
Yeah.
I don't like any of them.
They're Asian, technically. Technically, that's Asia.
Fuck every continent in every country that is in
this
America.
This could be Antarctic Pale Ale. I would like that.
Antarctic Pale Ale?
Yeah, that's sick.
No, I just said fuck every continent that isn't. I'll take
what about Arctic?
I'll take the Arctic.
Arctic Pale
because
Ale.
Because it's not a continent.
Right. Correct.
You know there's an eighth continent?
What's that?
New Zealand.
Oh, it sits on a different tectonic plate?
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
That's why there's
just recently
mad
like
volcanoes
it.
Down there.
Yeah. The Ring of Fire.
So their continent is a separate continent now?
It is. Oh, yeah. Because I was looking it up and I was like, eight continents? What the fuck are they talking about? Because
Pluto became a continent.
Once you get out of school, they don't teach you any more shit.
It's true, they don't.
So, like, you're so out of it.
Unless you're Billy Madison, you go back to school.
Everyone should have to go back for, like, a refresher course every...
Yeah, dude. At age, like, 30.
Every so many years, yeah.
Yeah. Age 30 or 40.
And it doesn't even have to be, like...
It's like a two-week...
It doesn't even have to be 2 weeks. It could be, like, 1 week, you know?
Okay. Yeah. And like they teach you how to do algebra real quick.
They could just like, well, simple arithmetic, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really good at simple arithmetic.
Mm. Me too.
But I do it on a daily basis as part of my job, so.
You're great at averaging two numbers together, I'll give you that.
Yeah, well, I know how to use a calculator.
Yeah, so our other drink real quick.
Brattleberry.
Yeah, that Brattleberry Sour. Once we finish this off. I'm about to slug the rest of that, and I'm wicked amped to get into that.
All right, me too.
Because I remember we're going to start liking sours around here.
We're going to try to. Yeah. I don't like sours.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll be right back with the Brattleberry.
857-293-1442.
That's 1442.
It's Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
No, that's 1492. That motherfucker spread the joy across the ocean.
Columbus would have had Vero.
Oh, he would have. I have a Vero. Do you have a Vero?
I just made my first post on Vero. What the fuck have you done with your day?
Fuck yeah, same thing, bro.
Yeah?
I posted on Vero too. Maddie Mayhem, search me out. Add me as a friend. I'll be your acquaintance. I won't make you a close friend, you
dude,
fucking
you're
dickheads.
On the grid as fuck.
Yeah, Maddie Mayhem's on the grid.
Yeah. Dude, we checked it out. It's a dope app.
We're
yeah,
free too, you idiots.
You can make someone a close friend. Wait, what is it?
You can do acquaintance.
Yep.
You can do friend.
Right.
You can do close friend.
Bitch.
You can do compadre.
Nope.
You can do asshole.
Kimosabi. Dude, You don't want to know what I made you, bro?
Nah, bro, because you don't have to tell me.
I made you.
Because that's what's so special about it, is it doesn't tell them. So I don't. You don't know that I made you a close friend.
I made you a close friend.
But that's because you're literally close to me right now. Once you leave, I'm going to change it.
A far friend. It's all about your geographical location. Yep. That's what you think it is. That's what everyone mistakes it as.
That's what it is for me.
Vero. I haven't followed anyone. Well, besides you.
Right. There's no one else on there. I was
besides
looking.
The mayhem.
I was looking. Oh, should I change my first name to The? Should I just be The?
The Maddie Mayhem?
The Mayhem.
The Mayhem?
Yeah. So everyone's like, hey, The, come here.
You'd get mad followers, bro.
If I was just
if
The
you
Mayhem.
The first The on.
I'm going to name my kid The.
We should make a meme account on Vero, bro, and corrupt it.
Dude, I tried. It wouldn't let me. I was trying to make a Bruceaders account. It wouldn't let me.
Yo, we should make... Vine got ruined. Instagram's getting ruined. We should just ruin Vero immediately off the bat.
We're one of the first 1 million, so we don't ever have to pay.
That's sick.
As far as we know.
So they say.
We might get an email saying, so please insert your credit card information.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll say, fuck you, Vero, Mr. Vero Wang.
That's a good strategy. Get as many people onto the app as you can, and then once it hits a certain point.
And then everyone's like, I don't want to be left out. I got to pay.
Right.
All
right.
So the first 1 million listeners of Bruceaders get in free, and then everyone else has to do it on Patreon.
You have to pay to listen to us.
That's right. There's no way I could enforce that. Not on iTunes.
No, we could just go door to door.
We should go door to door.
Look up
that
IP
fucking
addresses.
Megaphone right there and just fucking blast in people's faces.
We're
the Bruceaders, and then leave.
Once June comes around, we should do a relaunch.
I want to. Okay. We suck.
Dude, you know this is our 1 year anniversary.
Is it this one?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It was like this one or last one.
No, it was this one because last one we talked about it.
Yeah.
I should have peed on our break.
You just pee right now. Let it rip.
You say so. I'm peeing that bucket over there on top of the Brattleberry.
Ooh, let's drink the Brattleberry.
Open that sucker
let's
up.
Take another break and then we'll pour and you can pee. Pour and pee.
All right. We'll be right
Hashtag
back.
Pour and pee.
This time we'll be right back with the Brattleberry for real. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for holding. We're back. We're here with Brattleberry.
Look, Brattleberry.
Sour fucking beer. Tell me some shit about this beer here.
Why are you talking like that, bro?
Because I'm fucking amped right now.
I'll fucking smack that smirk right off
your goddamn face. We just had a terrific conversation. We were gone for a lot longer than you think we were.
Yeah, we've gone for a while talking about how we're going to take over the world.
Fucking destroying everything. Now, if you were going to destroy the earth, how would you go about it?
I'd fucking take everyone, fucking open their mouths like little baby birds and pour this shit down their throat.
That's what you would do.
Dude, tell me that doesn't look like a mushroom cloud. Look at the inside of mine.
Oh, shit, it does. That's nice.
Dude, speaking of destroying the world, there's a fucking atomic bomb coming out of this glass.
Don't you want to know how I would do it?
No. Yeah, go ahead. Fine.
I've thought about this since I was in like
I know, that's
the
why
second
you asked
grade.
Me. Go ahead.
I would shoot a nuclear missile at the sun. So I would blow up the sun and it would destroy everything. It would destroy the entire solar system.
You know the sun is a nuclear.
Yeah, I know.
Reaction.
Yeah, and if you add a nuclear reaction to a nuclear reaction, it becomes unstable and it explodes.
It's already unstable. It's fucking
nuclear.
It's
not unstable. If it was unstable, we'd all be dead. Fucking just blow up the sun.
It's like, fuck you and you're blowing up sun, bro. Let's get down to the fucking Brattleberry.
Oh, okay.
I haven't tried it. Have you?
No, I haven't.
All right, cool.
Tell the folks.
Hermit Thrush.
Oh, tell the folks. That's another.
Tell the folks. That's a t-shirt.
That's another t-shirt.
Tell the folks.
Now, that's a good one.
Now, that's a good one. Is it a good one or is it just that we've been drinking so we think
well,
it's
I think it's a little bit of both.
Hermit Thrush, bro. Brewery, bro. Brattleberry, Vermont. 1 pint of craft ale is what it says on the top.
1 pint. What's that? 16.2 ounces?
Oh, weird, dude. What are you, some sort of fucking scientist, bro?
Is it?
I don't know.
Oh, I was asking.
I just assumed you're
you
right.
You just fucking got mad at me. See, that's the thing about me is people assume I'm right. I don't have to be right anymore. People just assume I'm right, and then they'll come back to me like, you know you weren't right about that, and I'll be like, you thought I was.
You're confident, that's why. Brattleberry. Barrel-aged sour ale with local apples and raspberries. This is brewed in Brattleberry, right? So it's New American Sours. That's the name of the series. Brewed responsibly. Hermit Thrush Brewery uses historical brewing processes, oak casks. So that answers our question from earlier. and new green technologies to make exciting beer while minimizing environmental impacts. So Vermont of you.
Now that I don't like.
So Vermont of
you. Fuck the environment.
So Vermont. Yeah, you said you want to destroy it with a nuke.
Oh, I would love to blow up the earth. Now see, at a young age, I knew that I would have to go too. And I was perfectly fine with it.
Very content with your own death.
I was like in first grade and I was like, content. If I got to go, I got to go. That'd be a terrific legacy.
I don't even know what to say about that, so we're going to move on.
I love the color of this.
Using exclusively wild harvested yeast. That's impressive. What's wild harvest?
Well, it's impressive, but it's also, it means it's unsustainable.
Maybe. We highlight local flavors and ingredients in each of our beers. Cans recycle and ship using less energy than glass, and our wood pellet fueled brew house, bro, eliminates any need for fossil fuels in our brewing. That's crazy. They're living in fucking 3018 right now.
Listen, if you got fossil fuels, use them.
Are you ready to break free from the flock? Get beer off oil. This is a second paragraph.
It leaves a beautiful fucking lace.
Holy shit, look at that thing.
Dude, that's unbelievable. You haven't even taken a sip and it's lacing beautifully.
It looks like the wall.
It's a halo. That's a fucking halo above the beer.
Wow.
This beer is angelic.
Now you're lacing.
So I have to pour it out.
unless it's a fallen angel. Angelic. See, I learned something from you.
Good, I'm glad.
We set aside a special batch of our Brattle beer each year to age for 9 months on raspberries in oak barrels. And here it is.
Okay. So this is special.
9 month aged.
Like Brattle you and beer. I.
That's right. A huge.
This is the same gestation period as a human. 9 months.
This beer was gestated for 9 months, just like you and I.
Yeah. Well, I was a little bit late, so.
Right.
I was closer to 10.
Right.
True fact.
Most people are closer to 10. 40 weeks, full gestation.
I was 3 weeks late.
Jeez, damn.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I just wanted, you know, I wasn't...
You're chilling.
I wasn't ready yet.
God love me some.
I was waiting for that yeast to rise, you know?
And here it is. A huge tart berry nose with plenty of fruit and barrel flavor. Love me some barrel flavor. Imagine a bone dry
Creme brulee?
No, framboise. Framboise.
Framboise?
Framboise. Framboise with a hint of apple and a round, smooth, oaky finish. It says, at the end, it says, Proust.
Proust.
No, it says P-R-O-O-S-T.
P-R-O-O-S-T?
T, yeah.
Proust. Oh, yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Now, the fucking color on this is beautiful. It's like a sunrise.
Gorgeous color.
It's super... super clear at the bottom. Like, I can see through it on the bottom.
Oh, my God, you're right. It looks like...
And then as you get closer to the top, it becomes a little bit more thick and dense and more colorful, more of an orange.
Oh,
it becomes,
my God.
It's basically see-through yellow at the bottom. And then at the top, it's...
Yeah.
It's a golden amber color.
It's a golden, like grapefruit-looking drink. It looks like a melted grape popsicle. Not grape, but like...
Grape? It doesn't look fucking grape
at
all.
Not grape popsicle, but like, looks like a melted popsicle. Grapefruit popsicle.
It's like a tequila sunrise.
Kinda. A little darker.
It's got the same smell as every other sour. It doesn't really smell different.
Yeah, it kind of smells weird.
Fermented berry smell.
No, did you try it?
I haven't tried it yet.
I'm going to try it.
You go first. You tell me what you're thinking. I'm not a sour guy, so I'm kind of hesitant. I can't tell if that's a blissful...
Ooh.
Oh, so it is.
The back end.
The back end.
Real interesting.
I love a nice back end.
Yeah, you do. I'm going to tell you something right now. Wait for the raspberries on the back end.
Very sour.
Ooh, yeah. Nice and sour. I like this, though.
It's like a sour raspberry candy. Yeah. It's like a blue raspberry slushy.
Blue raspberry, right?
A blue raspberry slush puppy. If you added a little bit of that sour spray to it, blue raspberry, of course, because a blue raspberry slushy is very sweet.
But the sourness, yeah,
it's terrific.
This is really sweet.
It's not bad at all.
No, it's not bad
at
all.
And I hate sours.
Right. And I'm trying to like them, and this might be my intro.
Listen, I'm trying to like them too, but I know I don't. You want to pour a little rum in
I'm
this?
Take another sip.
Yeah, go ahead. That's what we're here for. We're here to drink beer. We're here to drink beer and have people listen to us drink beer.
Dude, let me tell you something. This ain't bad.
Now, you like the other can. You like the, I like the Brattleberry can.
You like the Brattleberry can more?
I like the red and the gold lettering, like the gold embroidering. It's very simple. It's classy.
Does it look the same as the,
See, to me, the upper one the upper one's not a classy looking beer. If someone pulled this out, I'd be like, what is this high-end shit you're pulling off for me here?
We got some beautiful drinks over here, dude. Let me just say.
You going to take a pic? For the Insta?
That's a fucking beauty right there.
For the Vero? Take a pic for the Vero.
I already you were my first beer Vero post. You know that, right?
Yeah, yeah. You were in mine, too. Oh, no, you weren't. Were you? Yeah, you were.
Did you make a Vero post?
Yeah, I was recording a fucking episode of the Brucetus or whatever. Oh. And I used the... The movie poster.
Oh, right.
The movie poster is also my image there.
Very good.
I'm all about that Brucetus lifestyle.
Yeah, I'm going to fucking... Yeah, I'm posting that. Dude, oh, this is good. This is good.
It is good.
I wish I didn't...
What's the ABV on this? Did you say?
5.2%.
Oh, okay. So you can enjoy these. You can indulge a little bit.
Yeah, you can indulge a little bit. I mean, it's not like the 9% we're used to. The first drop was 5.9%.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, it wasn't. Oh, wow. We forgot to take that into consideration.
That's why it went down so easy. That's why I could chug it like as fast as I did.
That's weird, dude.
It tasted like a double almost.
Yeah. I don't hate it.
I didn't hate it. Nah, well, we're done. We've moved on.
Yeah, we moved on.
We never go back.
We never go back. That's right. You hear that, ex-girlfriends? Never go back, bitches.
I've moved on past that from words aren't coming out properly right now.
That Brattleberry sour is just fucking Jesus. Tart up the mouth.
Yeah, it is. But to me, that beer can with the maroon.
I love this can too. Don't get me wrong.
The maroon and the gold.
Beautiful. I love the gold font.
It looks royal.
Yeah.
It looks like something you'd see at like a castle.
Like if it had a crest on it, a gold crest, I wouldn't be surprised.
If I was going to visit Auntie Queen Elizabeth, she'd be like, let me get you a Brattleberry. And I'd be like, yeah, okay.
Like, okay, okay.
Okay, Auntie Queen.
And you drink it. Ooh, this would be, yeah, right. You know how we always do like, where would you drink this?
In a castle.
A medieval feast.
Fuck yeah.
I would fuck this shit up at a medieval feast.
Yes.
Because it's like kind of wine-ish in a way.
It would complement the savory. Of the fucking turkey legs.
The turkey.
Boom. It'd be so good.
So good, dude. Oh, my God. Because it's kind of wine-ish, you know? Sours
are always wine-ish.
They're always wine-ish.
They're
to
very
us.
Much like a mead, almost.
To us, right. To us craft beer drinkers, us IPA guys.
Us beer snob.
Yeah, now that we are beer snobs.
I was going to say something, and I cut myself off because I was gonna drop a bomb.
What were you
that
say?
I don't say on the air. I only say it off the air. That right there should have given it away for you.
I think I know what
I
you're
almost
saying.
Said it, but I caught myself.
Attaboy, attaboy, attaboy. Yeah, this is fucking good. That's where I would drink it, though. A mid, right, like a Renaissance era, just a
dude.
Beautiful feast with, and there's dancing ladies and jesters in the background.
Yeah, what are they called? Maidens?
Right, maidens.
Handing out.
Cups of the goblets of the shit.
Goblets of
I want to yeah. drink a goblet of this
I would
shit.
Drink. I would drink this out of a goblet.
You would, right?
Yeah.
You'd be like, I'm down. Like if there was like, see, we're in this
wench.
Setting.
I'd be like, wench.
Wench, pull me another
Pour me
sour.
Some more of this Brattleberry.
Pull me a Brattleberry. Yeah. Beautiful. Like if this was sitting, if we were in this setting and it was next to a, like an IPA, like a beautiful IPA that we love. Say this is next to like a Wachusett Wally.
Yeah.
I'm drinking this all day.
I'm sorry, I'm taking the Wally. Not a Wally juice.
In that setting.
I don't care.
You don't care?
Yeah, I like that taste better.
No, this is fitting.
No, it isn't. It is, but it isn't.
Is it more fitting?
More fitting is whatever you like. Don't fucking blend in.
I'm blending in, bro. This is beautiful.
I'm going to smash my glass on the ground.
Now, remember the...
I do.
Acid beer that we had from
Thunder. No, not Thunder Funk. That's another beer they do from Bentwater.
From Bentwater. This is what that
wanted
looks up
to be.
Right.
That was a shit crap beer.
This is their role model.
And if they could fucking do a beer right, it could have tasted like this.
It could have. This is so good.
It's appealing visually too. Like everything about it is appealing. Except for that smell. The smell is legitimately just every other sour I've ever smelled.
You want to fuck it, dude?
I don't.
Okay, my bad.
Do you?
I don't like
sours that much.
That would probably hurt. Do you think that most sours smell... It's like tough to distinguish the smell between sours, or our noses just aren't refined to that type of alcohol?
That could be it. We might not be refined to the sour smell.
Yeah. Because we're really good at differentiating IPA smells.
I can usually pick out the hops and stuff.
Yeah. And we've gotten good at it. And I didn't even think that was ever going to happen to me. I was like, kind of.
But like, these people are fucking full of shit. They don't even know what they're talking about. Yeah. It's true.
It happened, yeah.
Yeah.
This is fucking great.
Not a bad beer.
You think sour is going to be the next IPA? Like, you know, IPAs are everywhere and it became the craze.
I think they were trying to. They've come pretty close to it. But I don't think they have what it takes to surpass.
They're only going to go up once the weather gets warm. Like, sours are a summer thing.
Well, are they?
Yeah, because
I was watching. Yeah, you're right. Because when they make like an iced cider, they let the apples freeze, and then they press them afterwards, and that's what gives them that.
That's not a common thing, you know. That's a special thing.
Yes, I know.
And that's very very impressive. Far From The Trees doing that with one of their batches now.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
That's exciting. I'd like to do that when it comes out.
I think they haven't done that yet, and I don't think it's come out.
Yeah, it probably won't come out till May, I would imagine.
Yeah. Whew, fucking beautiful.
See, the number, I can't think of a number. I'm not getting one. See, it's empty. Don't look.
Speaking of that far from the tree, you still have the apple of my chai over there in the corner.
It's been there for a long time.
It has, since the summer.
It's probably fermented a few times.
Binks was on the episode we did that, I'm pretty sure.
Flex was sitting right there.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's probably Flex's.
That might have been a T-Figs episode. No, okay.
I think it was Binks.
I think it was Binks and Flex.
Yeah, basic bitch
back
beer.
Back when we were the original four.
Yeah, we haven't done a basic bitch beer in a while.
We're better than that.
This is not a basic bitch beer.
No.
It's not at all.
A step above.
For sure.
Don't talk about that shit. You got me distracted now.
Sorry.
I'm having a hard time with the number.
Well, it's tough because we don't do sours often. I think this is a super high quality sour. Regardless of how it ranks amongst other sours, and I suspect that it would be high amongst sours. If we like it and we're not like sours guys, that's saying something.
It's saying a little bit, yeah.
This is good. I'm going to rank it high. I'm not going to lie.
I'm ranking it high for a sour. I'm trying, because like, I don't want to compare it to an IPA.
No, we can't.
This is on the sours.
We can't compare the taste and shit, but you can compare how much
This is on the sour scale. If I'm comparing it to a different, like an IPA, it's going to get a different score than what I'm giving it now.
You can't do it on its own scale, because then we have to do every single type of beer on its own scale.
And I'm
going to
give it the number I was going to give it.
All right, I'm ranking it high. I'm just letting you know.
Okay, that's fine.
Because it went a long way with me. I really like it, especially for a sour. But even regardless if it's sour or not, I like it in general. I would drink this again, 100%.
It's not something I'm going to reach for. I don't like sours. But I respect the quality of this sour. Yeah. I respect that it's a good quality.
Let's break down the taste again a little more. We didn't really get into what we're tasting. So
the texture isn't thick. It's like a... It's a step above a light beer texture.
Oh my God. So
break down the flavors. The flavor
here's
profile.
What I get. The sourness hits you right away from the apples. I think it's apple sour on the front.
It's right on the tip of the
tongue. Raspberry sour on the back. That's what I'm getting when I get this. And I do get, especially at the very, very end, I get that blue raspberry you were talking about.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
It's pretty good.
It changes flavors a little bit in the mouth when you pay attention to
it. It does. From the front to the back, it's like a word.
Yeah.
Can't think of the word, but there's a
it's
word.
Like a word.
There's a word you say, and it comes from the back of the mouth to the front.
Oh,
this beer comes from the front to the back,
right?
Like every other beer, but you can actually like it changes profiles.
Yeah, beautiful.
It accentuates on every different taste bud.
Well put, Maddie.
Because there's a slight sweetness there.
You know, we started this episode off angry and just But this has calmed us down.
It's not this. It was the conversation we had beforehand that really, it got me amped and it put me in a good mood.
Yeah, it did.
So that was that.
Time about shooting nukes at the sun?
Fuck yeah. And just watching the world burn. There's nothing more peaceful.
Where are you going to watch from?
Probably on top of Mount Everest. Although, wherever I am, wherever I shoot it off, because once it goes off, you've only got about 6 minutes. I've done the math.
From the sun to here? Light takes light, more than 6 minutes to get here. So
it's not going
to
be the light. You're not going to see it. It's going to be the radiation that'll get
radiation
here first.
Is light. It's not getting here faster than the speed of light, and that takes more than 8 minutes to get here.
I'm sorry,
more than 6 minutes. It takes...
No. It takes about 6 minutes to get here.
It doesn't take some more.
It takes a long time to get from the core to the surface of the sun.
Oh, it takes years. It
takes a long, long ass time. And then once it hits it, it only takes a...
I think it takes 8 minutes.
Whatever.
8 minutes. It's either 8 minutes from the moon to the earth or 8 minutes from the sun to the earth. We could do the math real quick. Maddie's taking out his...
I'm calculating.
What are the... Texas is TI 89 plus... He's running the calculations now. Should be up in a second. I think it's 8 minutes.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
It's close to 8 minutes.
It's seven something, right?
Going the wrong way.
No, eight something. I know it's 8 minutes.
Eight minutes and 20 seconds.
Yeah, I remember that number from astronomy. From the sun,
300,000 kilometers per second. And it has to travel 150 million kilometers. So 300,000 kilometers per second.
So 150 million.
It takes 500 seconds.
Right.
And that's
cool. I was right. Although I didn't know if it was from the moon or from the sun. I should have known it was from the sun. The sun gives off
light. Do you
want
to know how long it takes to reach Pluto?
Yeah.
5.3 hours.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Pluto's far.
You got some time to get out
of
the way.
You know Pluto's a planet again?
Yeah, I did know that.
So crazy, dude. Why is everyone fucking with Pluto? Leave it alone.
They actually mentioned that on Rick and Morty. We were talking about it off air. You don't watch it. You think you should. I don't know if you
everyone
would.
Tells me I should.
You're not really into that kind of humor.
I watch it. It's okay.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Do you like Bob's Burgers?
I do.
See, so yeah, you're that type of person.
Do you like Bob's Burgers? Kidding.
I've never really watched it.
I like American Dad. I think of all the cartoon shows, American Dad's the best. Besides South Park.
It's tough for... Okay, good. Glad you said that. What about Simpsons?
South Park is... I like Futurama more than I like The Simpsons.
I hate Futurama. I don't really love cartoons that much.
Depends. I like it because of all the colors.
You are a child.
Goddamn right I am.
All right, you ready to give it a number?
I have my number, yeah.
BTD.
BTT. Sawa.
What do you
got
think?
Mine. No, you go first.
All right.
We just discussed this.
Let me take another sip and just make sure I'm ready.
Take
to
a swig. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram. We're on Facebook, but Facebook is shit. And then we're on Vero too. You got to look us up by Maddie Mayhem or Dave Caggiano, though, not the Bruce Adis.
Yesterday, we didn't even know about Vero. Today,
and
we're
now we
advertising.
Run it. Yeah. Now we run it.
Yeah.
We're the fucking Vero guys.
I'm going to give it a...
See?
89.
89?
Yeah.
87.
Whoa.
Yeah, 88. Bruce Adis' number's 88.
Even when we're fucking...
Even when I think you're going to give it like a 96.
No.
You were like, I'm going to give this a super high rating.
That's high.
It is.
That's a really fucking good rating. That's almost upper echelon.
I feel like the listeners think we just rate beer high, but we don't.
No. We try to get good beers.
That's the thing, is every time I'm out there, I'm trying to find a good beer.
Yeah. Remember how you used to be like, oh, we need to get some bad beers so you can rate some bad beers?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, we can do that. And we do, every now and then we come across a beer we fucking hate.
Right.
But I'd rather give people beers. It's like a recommendation. Like, okay, drink, like, we're going to drink beers that you should probably drink. You know?
Yeah. So I mean, I would like to tell people to be like, hey, steer away from this. You're not going to like it.
Yeah.
But I'd rather be like, go to this. You are going to like it.
Yeah.
And this one you're going to like.
Because it makes shit stick out.
Make sure you leave that can here, okay?
I will. What, the Brattleberry?
Yeah.
You like it?
Well, no, I need it for
the episode. Show notes. Yeah, because like when they see, even if like people, well, people obviously listen to the podcast, but even if they scroll through our feed and don't listen to an episode and they see what beers we've done.
There's usually a link in every episode show notes.
Right. And then they'll go out to like a thing and they'll see, they might be looking for beers, just anything, and they'll see that beer and they'll be like, oh, they reviewed this. I'm going to try it.
Brewsade is approved.
Yeah. Very. Should we have a stamp of approval?
We do have one, but we never use it.
Well, Maddie, you didn't even know we had one, bro, so maybe that's why we don't use it.
Well, I know. We also have a drain pour stamp, too.
We do?
Yeah, bro.
Why don't we start putting that on a hat? Dude, why don't we put the stamp of approval on a hat?
That'd be sick. It'd be tough to do, though, because the hat rules are fucking retarded. No, they're retarded. Fuck that. They're retarded.
Cool. 857-293-1442. Call in. That's the Brew Gang hotline. You can call in to us, tell us a beer story, or you can call in and leave a message for me for Single Batch. This week, we've been discussing weddings and like how ridiculous I think they probably are. I think that's basically the conclusion I'm coming down to, but how they're almost unavoidable. And coming up, guys, we're going to be talking about how to ask out a girl.
What?
That's kind of essentially the theme.
Now, we were just talking about that a little bit.
Yeah.
And how it's fucking impossible to do now.
It's hard, dude. It's real hard. I had a good conversation with a girl this weekend about it in Vermont. I was asking her if she'd rather be DM'd or in person. Obviously, the answer is person. But then I asked, like, if you're going to be DM'd, like, why don't you like to be DM'd? If you were, how would it be successful? Like, what would have to happen for it to be, like, successful?
Is a DM on Twitter? Or is it on Instagram?
Instagram. Well, it's like a general Snapchat term for everything. Everything now is DMs. Facebook, it's called a PM.
DM to me is fucking the sleaziest thing ever.
Right. But that's what I was talking to her about. I was like, I was just playing devil's advocate. That's another
problem. All these fucking kids are sleazy now. You can't trust you cannot trust a kid anymore.
True, they're sleazy AF.
Fuck these people. They're all two-faced. They'll all turn on you very quickly.
Little fuckers, dude.
When I was growing up, we were loyal. We had like our pack of people, like kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, you were loyal to them.
Loyal as fuck. Yeah.
If someone came up, you stepped back up to them and you defended your...
Fuck someone up. No one's loyal nowadays. That's true.
That's a problem.
Yeah. So.
Loyalty has become a problem because no one else is loyal.
What do you mean?
What? Like if you're loyal to someone, it's a fault.
Why? What do you mean?
Because that person might not be loyal to you anymore.
So it's
the times have changed. If they're like, well, he's just stuck in the past.
Do you think it's like a weird thing to be loyal to someone?
No, I think it's a weird thing to not be loyal.
I know, but do you think if people look at it like they're like, oh, he's like weirdly.
Right. I mean, maybe some people are like, well, maybe it's revered for some people, but I think some people, everyone else is just, I can throw that person to the side. I don't need that person.
What do you think has changed to make that the norm? Why is that the norm today?
I got no clue. This isn't a single batch, brother.
Yeah, but I'm interested. This isn't a single batch, but it could be.
Yeah, but it isn't.
Okay, fair enough.
It is. It's interesting to me.
Like, yeah.
I don't know. I guess I'm not into like the kids' culture anymore, but I feel like everyone is like, even with like bands and music and stuff.
So quick to turn on them?
Yeah. My favorite band was Korn from 5th grade to like 10th grade.
Yeah.
That's 5 years.
Yeah.
And they suck now. I mean, I've turned on them now. But
yeah, I was having a conversation with someone recently. I think artists are lasting longer nowadays. They have more longevity.
Like, do they?
Yeah, because like certain ones do. Yeah, because like we're talking about Drake.
Dude, rock music is dead now.
Yeah, rock it. But,
and that's terrible.
But like Drake has been around for like a decade now.
He's still putting out music?
Yeah.
Does he put out albums does he put out singles exclusive? He puts a lot of singles,
but like he puts
That's
out,
the key.
He puts out albums, but he does put out a lot of singles. He
that's
stays
the key,
relevant.
And that's a loyalty thing. No one's buying albums. I was loyal and I would buy the albums and I'd be like, all right, some of these songs I don't like.
Drake is the last artist to go triple platinum. Some people think that he will be the last artist ever to go triple platinum because record sales in general are dropping.
They're just down. Do record sales include like iTunes, someone buying an entire album on iTunes?
Oh, fuck. That's such a good question that I should know the answer to. I don't know.
It's so tough too, because like Spotify, mm-hmm. I'm not buying those, but I can download an entire album.
Yeah, well, now they have like new categories, you know what I mean? Like most downloaded, and they keep track of your downloads and listens and shit. So it all
But that shouldn't back. Account that shouldn't count towards platinum, because like, platinum is most records sold.
Right, right, right. I think iTunes does. I don't know. You know what? I'm not going to say it, because this is a podcast and I need to be held accountable for what I say. So
sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, sure, sir.
But this someone I was talking to who knows a lot about the music industry, he was saying that I think this is when Taylor Swift's most recent album, not the newest one, but the one before that came out. It's like 2 years ago. He was saying that he thought Drake was going to be the last album to ever go, last person to ever go triple platinum. And then Taylor Swift did it, and then he did it, and then I don't think anyone's done it since.
She's a perfect example of loyalty.
Of loyalty? Why?
Because she was something. She was like this pure innocent, and then she had to change who she was because she had been kicked to the curb.
She's done a good job at it. Well, she's still popular and relevant.
Yeah, but she's but not right. What she was.
You're right, not at all. But that just is that not
that's
just an artist progressing over
is it?
In her career? I
is
don't know.
It?
I don't know. That's so hard to tell.
See,
I don't know
to me,
Taylor
artist
Swift.
Integrity is being you. And I feel like she was her, and I didn't like her then. I don't like her now, but I at least respected her for doing her thing. And then she just became another.
I don't like her most recent album, but everything else I like.
It's, yeah, but it's all legitimately basically the same as anyone else putting out anything else.
Yeah. It's tough, dude. How do you
a concentrated sound now.
How do you have discretion between an artist progressing and changing? Because they do need you need to mature over the course of your career.
You do need to
in
mature.
In order to not just stay relevant, but like to keep inspired.
But staying mature doesn't mean selling yourself out.
To yeah. Yeah. I think she went too overboard. I think she was just trying to change too much. Like she was like, I need to change for this new album.
I need to be.
She forced it.
Right.
That's what I think.
I mean, comedians mature. Comedians do the same thing.
Yeah, 1,000%.
It's not just, I don't know. I think it's culture, though. Everything is now. If you can't do what I'm looking for, I don't need you.
Yeah. And then that's the thing. Like, you have to, I've heard artists or musicians talk about this, too, how, like, they feel so much pressure to constantly be relevant that like they put out new work and it's only appreciated for like a month or so. And then it's like someone else puts out new work and then now they're the old thing. Now they're old.
Dude, when Linkin Park came out with Hybrid Theory, that was like the best album.
When was that?
For like a year. Like 18 years ago? 2000?
Crazy.
Wait, no.
18 years ago?
I'm trying to think, brother. Might have been like 16 years ago. Why, do you know that album?
I know Linkin Park.
That was their debut album. Before then, they were known as Hybrid Theory.
Oh, and then they put out a self-titled album.
And they were like, no, let's change our name to Linkin Park and we'll put out an album called Hybrid Theory.
Hybrid Theory, right, cool. That's what we need to do.
Change our name? To Hybrid Theory?
Yes. Not to Linkin Park. Are you looking up when it came out?
Yeah. I'm trying to okay, yeah. So it was released October 24th, 2000. It was 18 years ago.
And then their next album was huge.
That album was huge. The next one was okay.
More mainstream.
Yeah. And then the other one, then they did like a compilation album with a bunch of rappers and Jay-Z. And
oh, right.
And they sold out.
Yeah. They did sell out.
Fucking hate selling out. Don't sell out.
That Jay-Z, those songs that they did with Jay-Z, they did like two, I think, at least.
They had an entire album.
Oh, with Jay-Z?
Yeah.
There's only two that gets played nowadays on the radio.
So like,
it sucks.
Limp Bizkit. They sucked and they were sellouts from the very beginning. But I respect them for that because they were always like, that's what we're doing. We're here to sell out.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay.
What are we going to do?
We're fucking here to sell out too. Well, see, it's tough because I don't ever want to sell out, but I want to make that money.
You want to make that chi-chis?
But I want to make the money so that I can like secretly fund like a supervillain organization. You know what I'm saying?
That's what our mascot needs to be.
I
want to
be like
sort of
the Lex Luthor of like the podcast world.
Yeah. That's what we need to brand ourselves as.
That'd be sick. That's fucking dope.
And it's kind of the name that we have picked out.
It works perfect.
It does.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Oh, yeah, baby. We're going to take over the fucking world.
Hell yeah, we are.
I can't wait.
No one will stand up to stomp us. If we do, we'll crush you like a fucking bug.
We'll fucking squash you, dude.
That's right.
Squash your whole family.
So what you got? You got anything else?
No, listen, stay tuned for the new single batch. And someone please fucking, just people keep listening
calling.
And call and like and subscribe us on iTunes, because
that's dope. That helps. But that's not the most important thing. The most important thing is if you like us and you have a friend, tell that friend.
Fuck yeah.
If you think they will like us. I don't want people to go out and be like, oh, have you heard this podcast? They're really good, but you know, they're about beer. Don't fucking spread us to people who aren't going to like us. That's probably the worst thing you can do. If you have a beer friend who likes beer, tell them about us.
Yeah.
Tell her about us. Tell it about us.
Right.
Politically correct.
Tell them about us.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for.
I couldn't agree more, dude.
You know?
Couldn't agree more.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth. That's what we need. We're grassroots, bitch.
Yeah.
We're craft roots.
Fucking we play that washboard.
Hell yeah, bro. Fucking getting a pair of overalls and fuck your grandmother,
bro. We blowing some jugs.
I'm fucking done, dude. 857-293-1442. Call in. Brew Gang Hotline.
I'm Maddie Mayhem.
I'm Dave Caggiano.
And we are the Brewsaders.